Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little, and this is Let's Talk Pella. Today is Valentine's Day, but it's also another holiday. Today is also Organ Donor Day, and while people are giving their hearts to loved ones, there are people waiting for hearts, the donor registry list. We're here at Pella Regional Health Center, sitting down with Chaplain Phil Schrauben at Pella Regional Health Center, and we're going to be talking about organ donation. There are lots of misconceptions and things that, you know, go on behind the scenes that people don't really think about. And of course, there are just some simple things that people can do to really help out those in need. And first and foremost, Phil, I'd really like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
And just jumping right into the topic, there are many, many people nationally waiting for organs of all kinds, you know, hearts, kidneys, lungs, all that stuff. What is the biggest thing that people can do to make sure that if they are willing to donate, that those wishes will be followed?
Well, Evan, it doesn't hurt to have your driver's license marked yes for organ donation. It doesn't hurt to carry along a donor card stating that you would like to have your organs donated. But probably the best way or the best way to assure that your wishes are followed through with is to have yourself registered on the Iowa Donor Network registry. And that will make you an eligible donor for organ or tissue donation.
Now, of course, a lot of people, when they think of donating organs, they're thinking of an end-of-life sort of thing. And, you know, sometimes those decisions are spur of the moment, and sometimes they're from a chronic illness. What are the eligibility requirements for someone who is at the end of life? Are there any things that automatically disqualify them or that one would think would disqualify them that don't?
Wow, that's a big question. I'll make a simple answer just because I don't want to get into too much of the logistics of it. But Iowa Donor Network will always be contacted if there's a death, and they will determine whether or not the person is eligible. So it's best to allow them to have the conversation with the family and for them to examine the situation, because there are times when we would think there's no way this person would be eligible to donate their organs, but there are possibilities for tissue donation and things other than major organ donations. So I think that's easily rectified by having them call the Iowa Donor Network and getting that information of the death to the Iowa Donor Network. But there are also living donations. Living donations are interesting. Almost half of the donations that were made nationally this past year were by living donors versus deceased donors, which is pretty surprising to me. But then if you look at the organ that needs to be donated the most, it's the kidney. And we all have two of those, and we all have loved ones with needs. I'm not as surprised when I think about it from that perspective. So it's interesting. Living donors are typically loved ones or friends, family members. Sometimes there are people that we don't know who just want to be generous and give. But most of the time, there are loved ones and friends who are still living and want to donate either a portion of an organ, which would have to be a segment of the liver, a lobe of a lung, or a portion of the pancreas, or a total kidney for transplant.
Organ donation isn't the only thing people can be doing to help people who are waiting. What are some other things that people can donate that help those people on the list?
Sure. There are a lot of tissues that can be donated as well as organs. Matter of fact, in the organ donation category, there were almost 29,000 organs donated last year in 2011, but there were more than 450,000 tissue donations. So there's a lot of good that can come from people being willing to donate tissue as well as organs.
Now, some people do have some misconceptions about how living organ donation works and the market and demand for donors.
Well, for instance, in 2009, there were 9,300 plus eligible deaths in the state of Iowa for donation, and of those, 8,000 actually gave. And that's a great collaborative conversion rate, 73%. So of those people, they were able to utilize a lot of the organs and tissues for donation and for successful purposes. So I think that there's good reason to give the list is long. There's 113,000 people waiting on the organ donor list right now. Of those, 76,000 are active and are eligible for the donations. And, you know, there were almost 29,000 successful transplants last year. So if you take those things into consideration, I think we're making a dent in it. I don't think that we're doing as well as we could, but you know, with 73% of the deaths eligible being used for organ donation, I think we're doing pretty good in assisting those who are in need.
some people, I don't know how big of an issue this is around here, but if a loved one is at the end of life, or if they're at the end of their own life and they're making these decisions, some other misconceptions are in regards to the funeral arrangements or, you know, religious matters. Are there things that you want to get out on those subjects as well?
To my understanding, all of the major religions in America, Roman Catholicism, Protestant denominations, Judaism, Hinduism, Islam, Buddhism, fully support donation. Donations do delay funerals, but not significantly. There may be a few hour delay because it does take a little while to harvest organs, but the loved ones have minimal delay as far as proceeding with the funeral. There will be some incisions for organs or tissues, but those things can be assisted with the funeral home, and there are many experienced funeral homes in dealing with people who have donated organs, so they can help make sure the right type of clothing is on or help with makeup to make sure that the loved one still looks good if they want to do an open casket. Lots of families nowadays also do cremation. So there are ways for loved ones and families with their religious convictions to hold true to those things and to not have major setbacks in times of funerals. But as I shared earlier, almost half of our donors are living donors, so I encourage you to consider it and think about what you might do for those that you love.
Chaplain Phil, I'd really like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella today.
Thanks for having me, Ian.
Once again, this has been Let's Talk Pella. We sat down with Chaplain Phil Schrauben here at Pella Regional Health Center. We talked about Organ Donation Day, which happens to land on the same day as Valentine's Day. So while you're out there giving your Valentines to the ones you love, think about giving something more. Once again, this is the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. Stay tuned. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.